Hello and welcome to the KE Report. Shad and Corey here, getting an update from Abra Silver, traded on the TSXV under the ticker ABRA and on the OTCQX under the ticker ABBRF. We are joined with the CEO of Abra Silver Resource Corp, John Miniotis. And John, always great to get you on the show for an update, but particularly exciting today because you had some big news out to the market yesterday. You announced a Canadian $20 million strategic investment by both Kinross and Central Puerto utility company in Argentina, and the formation of a regional partnership in Argentina for exploration. So I guess let's kick things off with the big news here about this influx of capital, but also bringing in one of the big boy major mining companies into Argentina.
Perfect. No, thanks, guys. And as always, thanks for having me back on. Yeah, no, this strategic financing is absolutely a very big milestone for our company. And I'd say really positions us now very well as we look forward. Certainly, having the endorsement of both Kinross, which of course is well known as one of the larger gold producers, and Central Puerto, which is Argentina's largest power generation company, I think for us certainly speaks a lot about the quality of our project, of our strong technical team that we have. And so, yeah, no, look, we're extremely, extremely pleased. We were able to secure the $20 million investment at a premium to our market price. So certainly very attractive terms for our existing shareholders. And, you know, the $20 million allows us now to be fully funded essentially all the way to a construction decision here. So, you know, it's certainly, certainly great news for us. But importantly, I'd say as well, something that definitely should not be overlooked is that in addition to securing the $20 million in financing, we're also establishing various committees with both parties. And so we'll really be able to benefit by tapping into their expertise going forward. And so this is something that's very, very valuable for us as well as we look to advance the project forward. This is not only a great endorsement, but also, again, sets us up nicely here, having now partners essentially at the table with us.
John, can you give us more information on this Central Puerto, their involvement in this deal? Because I think we all know Kinross is a major miner. Central Puerto, it's a utility company. Have we seen them make investments like this in other exploration or resource companies in country?
So Central Puerto is very well known in Argentina. They're the largest energy provider in country. They're, you know, a blue chip company. They're actually traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Over 1.5 billion US market cap. So this is a premier blue chip company. But no, as far as I'm aware, this is their first investment in mining. You know, I think they're clearly very bullish on Argentina. They see that country, of course, making a lot of progress, as we're all seeing. And they see mining as being one of the key drivers of increased electrical demand there. And so I think it's a strong endorsement of our project that they're positioning themselves now as a passive investor, but clearly very long-term oriented. And so as the Oblilos, you know, eventually gets into construction and eventually becomes a mine here, of course, Central Puerto could be actively involved in providing us various options on the power front. And so, yeah, as I mentioned, I mean, one of the committees that we're establishing, so we have a technical advisory committee, which is going to be between all three parties, ourselves, Kinross, and Central Puerto. That's going to be more focused on exploration, et cetera. But then we have a separate committee that we're forming just with Central Puerto, which is on the sort of strategic and operational side of things. And that's where we'll be able to bounce ideas off each other in terms of development scenarios, power alternatives, financing, taxes, all of that. And so, yeah, no, excellent, excellent partner for us to have. And again, I think speaks of the high quality project that we have and that we're rapidly moving towards that construction decision here.
Yeah, John, nice to see you partner up with a utility company. That's got to help on the power side of things when you go towards a development and construction decision. But it also brings up a broader discussion about investment in Argentina. It wasn't too long ago that you announced at your La Coipita project that Teck Resources had come in for the first time into Argentina. Now this is the first time Kinross is coming into Argentina. And as a rule of thumb, there's certain areas in South America that go through the cyclicality where they used to be a great jurisdiction and they've fallen down. Argentina seems like a jurisdiction on the rise. Can you maybe just speak to that aspect of more interest from the majors and even from large companies in developing projects in Argentina?
Yeah, no, that's a very, very important point. I'd say Argentina is absolutely booming in terms of investments right now. Where we're located in Salta, again, this has always been a very favorable mining province. And there's, you know, billions of dollars being spent on advancing lithium projects towards production. Fortuna Silver also has a gold mine there called Lindero. That's located about 200 kilometers or so to the west of us. So we're in a, you know, developed mining jurisdiction already in Salta. But yeah, no, it's nice to see the majors looking at Argentina. We've been very, very busy over the last several months. You know, I've signed various CAs with a number of parties that had no previous experience in country. And of course, as you mentioned, I mean, with Teck, we signed that deal in La Coipita back in January. And now with Kinross as well, I believe this is their first entry into Argentina. And importantly, in addition to just this financing, we also announced the formation of a strategic partnership with them. So of course, our team at Abra, we've had boots on the ground now in country for several years. Over that time, we've identified various assets that we think could have a high amount of exploration upside. But yeah, we've never had the financial flexibility, I'd say, to go out and acquire new projects and drill those on top of everything we've been doing at Diablillos. And so as part of our discussions with Kinross, I mean, we agreed to provide them with a right of first offer to acquire a 50% stake of any new assets that we acquire in Argentina going forward. So this is, you know, I think going to be very, very beneficial to both parties as we're evaluating new opportunities. You know, we can run that by Kinross, have them evaluate that alongside us. Obviously, having their presence on the financial side of things would obviously be a big benefit, having them as a partner there. And so, yeah, no, look, I think Argentina's very, very active. I think we're seeing lots of positive changes. It's still very early stages. Javier Milei came into power in December, so it's been less than 5 months, but already making a lot of progress there, balancing the budget, declaring sort of a fiscal surplus for the first time in a few decades, I believe, just recently. And yeah, you're seeing a lot of interest, and not surprisingly, I think, you know, the geological potential of Argentina has always been phenomenal. But as the investment window is opening here, I think a lot of companies are obviously positioning themselves accordingly.
So, John, a little bit more information on this regional partnership then. One, in terms of acquisitions, do you see those coming this year, sometime soon? And two, on the back end of that, if Kinross does want to take part in those projects to take part with that 50% interest, does that all go under the Abra Silver portfolio, or does this move into a subsidiary or some other company?
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, the timing is always extremely difficult. I mean, there's so many moving parts with any acquisition. I'd say we'll certainly be evaluating opportunities this year without question. And so there's various things that we'll be evaluating together. You know, whether or not any of those make it through to the finish line is next to impossible, I'd say, to determine at this stage. But yeah, no, I think the optionality is there. It's great. And so we'll certainly be kicking tires, looking for opportunities to continue to grow our portfolio. In the event that we find something, Kinross exercises their right of first offer, then we'll form a joint venture. So we have sort of a joint venture agreement that would come into place. And so, yeah, that would be the formation of a new company that we'd own 50% of, Kinross would own 50% of. We'd have to each fund that accordingly. And so, yeah, any new projects that we acquire, any new claims we pick up here outside of Diablillos, you know, would fall into that joint venture agreement with Kinross. And again, we'd be delighted to have Kinross and all their expertise as a partner helping us advance any new projects we would pick up.
Very, very interesting transaction and partnership there with Kinross. And we're going to keep our eyes peeled to see what kind of deals your two companies come up with down the road. But let's bring it a little closer to home, John, and just talk about how these funds will be used to keep pushing the Diablillos project forward. You've done a bang-up job, the exploration team of Abra Silver, of finding new areas, not just the Jack area, the Jack zone that's expanded to become really the lead part of the front end of the mine life if it was to be developed, but now you've got Jack North, Fantasma. Alpaca. Where will the drills be turning this year with some of this capital that's been raised?
Yeah, we're in a fortunate position. There's no shortage of targets here, and now we actually have the funds to be able to drill those. So we're in a great position. So yeah, no, we're going to be announcing our exploration plans very, very shortly here. I'd say overall, I'd expect something around 20,000 meters of drilling to be done as part of the next phase, which is similar to the last exploration campaign, the phase three campaign that we completed about 6 months ago now. And so, yeah, with 20,000 meters, we expect to be able to drill the multiple potential new zones immediately around Oculto and Jack. So this is within that epithermal camp. We have various new zones that we identified through geophysics. We poked a couple holes into most of those. All of those came back with silver mineralization. And so now we can properly grid drill those out and hopefully put those into the resources and reserve. So we have Phantasma, Alpaca, as you mentioned, Jack North, et cetera. So multiple targets around Oculto and Jack. But importantly, I think now we're going to step out even further. So to the north, you know, 3, 4, 5 kilometers to the north of Oculto, we have a whole district, which we have yet, you know, never tested at all. We have not drilled there. There's a porphyry complex with outcropping porphyries to the north. Everyone that comes to site is always extremely impressed. And always the first question we get asked is, why haven't you drilled this? And so for us, it has not been a priority up till now. We've always been focused on oxides. You know, that's something that could be cyanide leachable and incorporated into the pre-feas. Now that the pre-feas is complete, we already have a robust project. And so now we can look at some additional targets here. So we'll be drilling some brand new targets. So we have a whole host of targets in this porphyry complex. And then we have another target as well called Jasperoid. That's open for, you know, a couple kilometers along strike. That's located to the north of Oculto as well. So there's various targets here. And so, yeah, we'll be busy drilling now for the foreseeable future, I'd say.
What about that development work? You said how much of a focus it's going to be to get to that construction decision. What more work needs to go into that?
Yeah. So some more detailed engineering, some more metallurgical test work. So a lot of that goes on in parallel. As we're drilling these new zones, we could be designing, you know, more detailed engineering being conducted, additional metallurgical test work. We're also looking at, there's some heap leach potential here for some of the lower grade mineralization that was classified as waste and can likely be brought into the mine plan. So a lot of that work goes on behind the scenes. And then our plan is to announce a bankable feasibility study by the end of next year. So by the end of 2025, we'll have completed, of course, this next phase of drilling. And then we can include any new resources into that feasibility study. And we think, you know, by 18 months from now, that's a study that should be essentially completed.
Well, John, just since we're talking about it, can you remind folks of the size of the resource at the Diablillos project and what the most recent PFS numbers were, just to give people a general sense of the size and scope of this project as it stands today?
Sure. So we have a large resource. So in total, about 150 million ounces of silver and 1.4 million ounces of gold. And that's all in oxides, open pitable, within the two key deposits, which form the Diablillos project currently. So that's at Oculto and that new high-grade Jack deposit that we just discovered last year. So yeah, north of a quarter billion ounces on a silver equivalent perspective. In terms of the pre-feasibility study that we announced about a month ago, if you look at close to current commodity prices, I think in our investor deck, we have a scenario where we assume $27 silver and $2,100 roughly gold. The project has a net present value of $1 billion Canadian. So based on the current share count, that'd be about $1.80 Canadian per share. We're trading at 40 cents and the financing was at 40 cents. So we're trading at 0.2 times the price to NAV on just the existing reserves alone. And so you get all the various exploration upside targets for free on top of that. And so, yeah, I think even at current price levels, this is an extremely, extremely compelling sort of risk reward scenario here. And yeah, we're looking forward to continue to grow this, advance this, and hopefully, we can see a significant re-rate as we accomplish that.
So, John, from a share price perspective, the stock has done fairly well in the last couple months, and it's right up against kind of this upper range that it's been trading in. You, with all the exploration you're planning, the further de-risking, and that recent PFS, outside of just, let's say, a higher silver price, what do you think moves the stock? What brings more investors into this?
Yeah, so generally here, I'd say over the last couple months now, we're finally starting to see, I'd say, some generalist investors starting to pay attention to explorers like ourselves. And so it's been a long, frustrating bear market over the last couple of years. We've been de-risking this project, growing it, moving it forward, but not seeing really any, you know, sustained benefit in our share price. I think now we're in the early innings of a potential change in market conditions here. For us, look, I mean, we don't need higher gold prices. We don't need higher silver prices. Even at these levels, I'd say as more eyeballs come into the sector, there's clearly a high scarcity of high-quality primary silver projects. We certainly have one that we think is world-class and fits the bill there, checks off a lot of boxes. We have the size, we have the grade, we have the upside potential here in a very established mining jurisdiction in Salta. And Argentina, of course, is clearly improving as well. And so all the stars could be aligning here. And I think as you start seeing flow of funds come back into the mining space, I'd say there's very few high quality sort of juniors out there. And so I'd say, you know, us and you know, a number of our peers there that tick all those boxes, I think should see a significant re-rate. And so especially as you come out with high grade intercepts, as people are paying attention, that's typically the biggest value driver for any exploration company. And so we're very happy to be recommencing drilling here shortly and to be drilling these brand new targets.
Well, John, I think we'll wrap it up there. There's a lot on the go with Abra Silver. Nice to see more large strategic partners coming into the story. Nice to see Argentina as a jurisdiction continuing to move forward. And particularly nice to see a cashed up company here where you've got a lot of drilling on tap, a lot of targets that you're going to go redrill, but also a lot of new targets just pushing the boundary of the property and the prospectivity of mineralized systems north of Oculto. So we'll keep our eyes out for some of that news. If people listening in would like to follow along with the news, definitely click on the link below this interview. It takes you over to the company website to the news section. John, keep us posted as more news comes out. We'll get you back on the show for an update and looking forward to our next conversation.
That sounds great. It's very exciting times. And thanks again for having me back. And yeah, always happy to come back and provide updates.